Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump confirmed it today. He is declaring a national emergency to bypass Congress and secure money for a border wall. On our newsline, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, ranking member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, your reaction to the president's announcement today?
Well, the president's action today just continues to show his disdain for the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States. It is clear to me, first, that there is no national emergency at the border beyond the humanitarian crisis that was created by the Trump Organization's immigration policies in the first place. Secondly, it's also very clear to me that the Constitution makes it very clear that Congress has the power of the purse to decide how funds are going to be allocated and for what purposes. They cannot be arbitrarily changed by the president. And lastly, you know, I think he makes the nation less safe because he's taking funds from some of the very military defense projects that we critically need in pursuit of the national defense of the United States. But what strikes me most blatantly is his disregard for the rule of law and the Constitution.
Leader McConnell says he backs the president's emergency declaration. You know the senator well. Is he backing it grudgingly? Is he kind of holding his nose when he says that?
Well, I think Leader McConnell's, supporting him, number one, out of blind partisan loyalty, and number two, because he prefers offering him support than seeing him close down the government again. Unfortunately, Leader McConnell didn't stand up to the president with the Republicans when he closed the government the first time, and it took the pain of a government shutdown, the pain of 800,000 federal employees, the pain of thousands of federal contract employees, and a $6 billion hit to our economy to understand you shouldn't shut the government down. So I think he offered him support to convince him not to shut the government down again, and I think that's why he's doing it.
Over in the House, Speaker Pelosi says a future Democratic president could use this precedent to declare a national emergency for, say, gun violence. Are we on a slippery slope here?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that at the end of the day, I think even some of our Republican colleagues in the Senate, those who are purists about the Constitution, will be deeply alarmed by what the president is doing, because a Democratic president in the future could choose to invoke emergencies in a way for which really it's not the case. The only times that we have seen emergencies, there have been 80 or so in recent history over the last several decades, has been either in a context of war or military action, or secondly, in the context of a natural disaster. This doesn't fall in either of those categories. So I think it's a very dangerous proposition. Again, it violates the Constitution, the rule of law. And once we allow any president, whether it be this one or anyone else, to go down that path, then we are creating precedents that ultimately will serve us ill at the end of the day. So I'm sure that this will be litigated, and I believe that the president will not be able to move forward.
Even some of the president's most vocal supporters, both in the Congress and especially in the conservative media, say they don't like this declaration because they believe it'll get tied up in the courts and no money will ever come and there will be no wall built. Do you see a long battle ahead?
Well, it's clearly going to be a battle because we can't allow the precedent to go unchallenged of having the president violate the Constitution and determine that he can do what he wants, even though the Constitution says that only the Congress can decide what monies are going to be appropriated and for what purposes. That's very clear. That's what we call the power of the purse. That's the check and balance in our system of government between the legislative and executive branch. And so, yes, this will be a legal slog. Nothing will be done. But listen, you know, nothing should be done in this regard because we just gave in a bipartisan way several billions of dollars to border security to the administration. But what we aren't going to give them is a blank check to build a wall that President Trump said Mexico was going to pay for all alone. You know, it's clear that Mexico is not going to pay for it. And the American people in the last election said they don't want to pay for it either.
Finally, Senator, the Constitution does give the President of the United States the power to declare a national emergency. Explain to our listeners why he should not have that power in this situation.
Well, as I described before, a national emergency must be based in fact, not in lies. The president is concocting a national emergency in order to get around the democratic process. You know, he wants to force the American people to pay for a war that their elected representatives just rejected on a bipartisan basis, I would say. So, you know, the truth is that overall, there are less border crossings today than in the past, I think, decade or so. So this challenge that the president suggests, the words that he used belies the facts. And so, therefore, you can't conjure a national emergency. It has to be in fact, and it cannot violate the Constitution. On both cases, it falls flat on its face.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is the ranking member, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.